That's almost all we have for this month, but let's end on a really big question. Jeff Griffith emailed in to ask why fundamental things like the Higgs boson, dark matter and dark energy are so very hard to detect, and is that a sign that they're not actually real?
I'm going to split up the question and answer separately for the Higgs boson, for dark matter and for dark energy. With the Higgs boson, we're going to know very soon indeed, probably before the end of this year, whether the Higgs boson is there or not, thanks to the Large Hadron Collider. We know what we're looking for, and either we're going to find it or we're not, and then we'll have an answer. So let's move on to dark matter. With dark matter, there are lots of independent lines of evidence that it's out there. There's evidence from galaxies, the way that stars move within galaxies. There's evidence from the way that galaxies are laid out within the universe. There's further evidence from what we call gravitational lensing. That's a deflection of light by stuff in the universe. And also from the cosmic microwave background, the echo of the Big Bang. And all of these very different lines point to the existence of dark matter. But the trouble is that astronomical evidence doesn't really tell us exactly what kind of particle we're looking for. And in particular, two things that we would like to know is that the mass of the particle, what an individual particle weighs, and the crust section, in effect, that is how often we should expect a particle of dark matter to slam into a detector if we try and detect them directly. Because we don't really know either of those things, we don't know what we're aiming for. So although the Large Hadron Collider hasn't so far found any evidence for dark matter, that really doesn't tell us, in the same way as it would with the Higgs, that the dark matter is not there. It may simply be that dark matter is extremely hard to create, or for other experiments that are trying to detect the dark matter directly, it may just be very hard to detect. And that is not the same as saying it's not real, because there's no reason why the universe should be kind to us in making it possible for us to get hold of these particles directly. The last thing that's important to remember about the situation with dark matter is that although people have proposed alternatives, models of how galaxies in the universe work without dark matter, typically those have to be really hammered hard into shape. They're rather contrived to get them to fit all of the data that we get from astronomy. And although it is important that people carry on looking at alternative models, because until we detect dark matter, we don't know for certain that it's the right solution, nonetheless, it's not looking too promising for alternative models, whereas typically the dark matter models do extremely well in a whole range of different observations. Now, finally, we come to dark energy, and this is a bit different because although there's good evidence that the universe's expansion is accelerating, when we talk about dark energy, we're actually just using a sort of catch-all name for whatever the physics is that is causing that expansion. And there are loads of different theories, different possibilities that fit into that name of dark energy. And the thing to bear in mind is that whatever the effect is, it is so weak, it is so tiny on laboratory scales that it's not clear we'll ever be able to do a direct experiment that would probe it. But for a definite answer to that, we're simply going to have to watch how the theories develop over the next years and decades.
Thanks, Andrew. That's all we have for this month's Naked Astronomy. Join us next time for more space science news, interviews and answers to your questions. In the meantime, keep your comments and questions coming in by email to astronomy@thenakedscientists.com. And you can follow The Naked Scientists on Twitter. That's @NakedScientists. Or join us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNakedScientists. Naked Astronomy is produced by me, Ben Valsler, and it comes to you from Cambridge University with support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council.